This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, February 7, written by Kurt Celis, King of the Jews, from Matthew 2. Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. The Magi came a long way seeking the new King of the Jews. This seemed ironic because of the Magi, or wise men, were subject to their own king, the ruler of Persia. But they followed a star to honor the birth of a foreign ruler, the newly born king of the Jews. When they finally found the newborn king, the Magi worshipped him. Herod's jealousy revealed a second irony. Herod was anxious and jealous because he thought anyone looking for the king of the Jews should be seeking him. So, to protect his throne, Herod went on a murderous rampage. These ironies point out some significant truths about Jesus, the King of the Jews. As Matthew later reveals, Jesus claims to be king not only of the Jews, but also of Iraqis, Chinese, Americans, and all other peoples. And this is not the last time Jesus is called King of the Jews. When Jesus hangs on the cross, the Roman governor Pilate hangs a sign above his head, proclaiming him, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. The King of all humankind suffered and died for you and me. How will you worship him today with your thoughts, words, and deeds? Let us pray. Jesus, King of the Jews and of all peoples, we bow down before you like the Magi did. By your mercy and grace, help us to worship you in every area of our lives. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.